Hello, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the power of positive purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal, Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this special time with me. This program today is dedicated to the realization of faith, positive faith. Someone came up a while back and said they needed more faith. They were just so afraid. And I pointed out to them that being afraid or worry or doubt or fear is faith. It's faith that everything is going to go wrong. The challenge is to move into an awareness that the truth of you is God in action, and with God all things are possible, including the change in your consciousness, the change of choice in and as your life unfolding. In Psalms 119:2, it says, "Blessed are they that keep his testimony and that seek him with the whole heart." Now, what is this talking about? Metaphysically, we can understand this in a very beautiful and loving way by knowing that what we're seeking, what we're searching for, is something we are searching with, that the challenge we have is to discover not what is outside of us, but the truth of us in action. The master teacher Jesus pointed out that we can search lo here, lo there for the kingdom. It is within us, not off in the sky, by and by when we die, but here and now within us, as us. The teacher of teachers, the wonderful Emma Curtis Hopkins, said that the essence of our faith is the realization that we do the things that testify to it. So look at your life and understand that what you see is the testimony of your faith. If you would like it to change for the better, and change is only waiting for your next idea believed in and acted upon as the new idea in action, this allows you to unfold from a higher, healthier, happier, and more beautiful experience. So the challenge you have is to ask yourself, do I hold that God's love enfolds me? Do I hold that it enfolds everyone everywhere? If this is true, and you believe this is true, then your challenge is to know that you must show love. If you are going to be love in action, let the world see it. The thing we actually do in life is what we really believe in. This all of the great teachers have taught us. But the people who look for excuses for it, who play the blame game, who would rather tell their story than change their life, these are people who get stuck in what Thomas Troard called secondary causation. They look at the world and they think from what they see. We were told 2,000 years ago, be not conformed to the world, be transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. Now, if you can affirm today and know what you're talking about when you say it, my belief finds witness in my thought, then you begin to realize that if you seek this truth of your beingness, if you seek the God within you as you, if you seek the higher understanding of this truth, this essence of infinite mind manifesting as an individualized experience called you, then you begin to realize that if you're doing this with your whole heart, you will discover that you are unfolding as kindness. You are unfolding in a loyal and beautiful way to what? To the good of all the world around you. What a beautiful thing is when you can get up every day and say, today I expect to find God in my world, in my event, in my experience. The great minds, the great thinkers of the age have told us very clearly that God's promise is true. And what is that promise? The promise is that this power we call God will keep us in perfect peace when our mind is stayed upon truth. And what is the truth of your being? The truth is you are unlimited possibility unfolding. If you act upon the assumption that all your good comes to you as you see it. All you have to do is say, do the things that are positive and ongoing, the things that testify to love of God, love of infinite life. Is my willingness to follow the laws of right action manifesting in such a way that it keeps me in the way of peace, in the way of plenty, in the way of abundance, in the way of health? Affirm today and listen to these words. God's mind in me, that mind, which I also know was in all the great thinkers and all the great realization of the age, leads me in the way of freedom. My friends, if you let go and let love be your way, health be your way, success be your way, you will find that you are being guided by a spiritual impulse within you that points you always in the right direction. So your challenge today and every day is to know that you are walking a path of right action based on your consciousness. And if you choose to manifest more harmony in your life, know that you are the harmonious experience of God in action as your life. All of a sudden, something wonderful happens. You begin to discover very clearly that your good is established. Your life is a witness, as Emma Curtis Hopkins said so beautifully. Your life is a witness to your faith in God. In the Science Mind textbook on page 496, Dr. Ernest Holmes talks about a pattern for thought, pointing out very clearly, as other great teachers have, that the pattern of your thought will produce the pattern of your life experience. So today, allow yourself to affirm, I am divine abundance unfolding. Now let's look at the concept of divine abundance and faith. The clear thinkers have all shared that there is no halfway abundance. So today, as you listen to these words, ask yourself, am I willing to empty my cup, as our friends in Zen Buddhism say? Emptying your cup means that you're choosing to be teachable. We are told, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. The meek, metaphysically, mean the teachable. So are you teachable today in relationship to what your heart desires? Are you allowing the ideals of your heart to freely become the ideas that you walk around with every day? Are you ready now to let go every sense of limitation in your life and realize at last that when your faith in God is complete, whole, and perfect, you begin to unfold and stop doing something that so many people do, and that's try to make change happen and learn how to let go and let God, or let things happen. You do this when you begin to realize your own thoughts are there waiting to be changed. You are directing your thoughts. We've all heard the concept, you know, thoughts are things. Thoughts are things. Thoughts are things. Well, what you need to understand is that you are not the thought, you're not the thing, you are what? You are the thinker that thinks the thought that becomes the thing. You need to let go and move out of the creation back to that which creates, which is within you as you, and think from that freedom. All good things are possible, and any specific good thing in your own life is possible. Any change for the better that you desire is possible if you let go and become the completion, as, you know, Jesus' whole ministry was, he taught the finished kingdom. So are you thinking from completion? Are you trying to get to it? Are you thinking from success? Are you trying to get to it? Are you thinking from health? Are you trying to get to it? Are you thinking from right relationship? And are you trying to get to it? There is no limitation in God. If you look around you today and you see no opening whatsoever in adding any kind of abundance or supply to your life, absolutely let go and free yourself to know that God is your supply. That infinite life is your supply. Now, how do you do this? Well, you can make a choice, and that choice is to cease all your doubt, all your fear. And then what happens? Supply will come where no one in your life thought it was possible. I've seen this happen over and over and over and over again in the life of so many people, in my life, in the life of so many situations. Now, right now in this moment, you may not see the way that your needs are going to be met, yet in faith, all you have to do is let go and call upon the law within you. And here is an affirmation that will set it in motion. Listen very carefully. If you're driving the car, don't close your eyes, but just listen. Affirm, I know that God is the answer now to my every need. I have this faith, and I release this word believing. Now you're releasing the word to what? To the law of mind that acts upon it. You are setting in motion a new cause from first cause, which knows no limitation. And when you do this, knowing that all your needs are met, guess what? They're met. Now, if you are doing this, then the next step is to learn something that's even beyond what we just talked about, and that is to know that your needs are met beyond your needs at the present moment, good or better. There is a, what's a good way to describe it? An abundance overflowing. That's a good way to look at it. An abundance overflowing. Abundance to spare, abundance to share today and forever. You see, my friends, regardless of any appearance, regardless of apparent impossibility, your needs are being met right now. Again, your life is the testimony of your faith. What if you had courage enough today to let go and let yourself prove to yourself that changing your mind will change your world? If you release your word in faith, believing, you find yourself celebrating the decision to do so.
Thank you for joining us. If you like what you're hearing, tune in every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. for Dr. J. Scott Neal on The Power of Positive Purpose, right here on KEST 1450 a.m. If you would like to visit us on the web, log on to www.csl-fremont.org or Google us at Center for Spiritual Living, Fremont, California. And now, back to our program.
What a great thing it is to be able to sit down and explore what all the great thinkers, both East and West, have shared in their complete and clear awareness, and you discover it's exactly the same thing, because no mystic mind has ever disagreed with another mystic mind. It's the lesser ones who create dogmas and creeds and ceremonies and are still trying to get to what everyone else is. You know, there is nothing up in the sky that's looking down to see what kind of ceremony you're performing. It is your consciousness that produces your life. If the ceremony helps, do it. But your challenge is to know that if you're doing a wonderful ceremony, but you leave it expecting to maintain status quo is going to show up. So your challenge today is to do what? Is to become one with wonderful thoughts. I am wonderful thinking in action. My faith shows it. Wonderful. Full of wonder. You know, you are full of wonder. There is something you can do right now as you listen to this program that will enhance your truth, your self-truth, and the understanding of it. You see, it's not enough to just know it's there. What you need to do is allow yourself to keep knowing it's there until you know as it knows, not just know about it. Now, How do you purchase this? How do you acquire this understanding? Well, you do this very simply. Are you willing to learn, as we talked about earlier? Are you willing to empty your cup and be teachable? Are you willing to act upon the lesson you've learned so that the world sees it? You don't have to run around telling anybody about it. Just let them see it. Doing the right thing in the right way from the right understanding of the truth of yourself will produce an effect, and that effect, my dear friends, is joy in action. The joy of celebrating your health, your happiness, your prosperity, the expression of your talent. How many talented people do you know block that talent by negative self-definition? I bet you, if you look within yourself, and I have my congregation do this all the time, I point out to them, you are greater than you think you are. You have more talents than you think you have. You have more intelligence than you think you have. You have more creativity than you think you have. You have more abilities than you think you have. You have more strength than you think you have. You have more durability than you think you have. Why? Because whatever you think you are, you're greater than that. Now, somebody said, well, that sounds selfish. But it's not selfish at all. You know, all these people that make the ego the devil, there's nothing wrong with the ego. It's what we do with it. You don't have to put anything else down in order to feel better about you. We all know people who do that. You know, I'll feel worse about you so I can feel better about me. Well, what is that nonsense? The challenge is to give up selfishness and allow you to do what? To develop a strength, knowing that this truth that you have discovered within yourself, this consciousness of clear understanding, is also true of everyone, whether they know it's there or not. And that's not your responsibility. Your responsibility is to know what you know and let the world see it. As you do this, you will discover a strength you didn't know you have. Now, how do we do this? Well, don't raise your hand if you're driving, but how many out there are ready to relinquish condemnation? You know, if you just make that choice, try it just for today. Today, I'm going to relinquish all condemnation. And you know what? Tonight, you're going to go to sleep with peace as your consciousness. As you let go of your fear, it will do something very, very interesting. You will discover greater health unfolding as you. Everything you do for others does what? All your giving allows you to understand that the gift itself is now free to multiply and return to you, not only what you give, but the way you give it. You know, Dr. Raymond Charles Barker, one of our great, great teachers, used to point out that our challenge is to give until it feels good. So, all that I give, I gain. Isn't that nice? Think about it. All that I give, I gain. But the good that I hoard, I lose. The good that I hide from the world, I lose. Now, instruction and understanding are yours. Listen to this program every time it's on the air, and every time you listen to it, you will receive a lesson in higher, clearer, happier, healthier understanding of the truth of you, which the great teachers have taught us, and you will discover that if you apply it, it will be worth your time to listen to this program. Every person in your life, my dear friends, is your teacher. So look at them. Look at the way they think and look at the life they lead. The challenge is to wake up and recognize that you have a choice. And your choice is something very interesting. And it goes this way. I learned it a long time ago. Never take advice from the confused. Never take advice from little-minded people. Never take advice from unhappy people, because they're liable to advise you in such a way that you'll wind up with your version of their life. Take advice from the clearest thinkers, from the happy people, from the successful people around you, from those who look for answers and not problems. So, instructions and understanding are yours when you learn, again, as I said a minute ago, that every person in your life is your teacher. As you learn to be thoughtful of others, as you find your ability to think is improved, you will discover that your life is improved. As you learn to feel kindly toward everyone, you discover that you're doing it because you're being kinder to yourself. And as you do this, you gain the blessing of an untroubled soul, an untroubled consciousness. Today is your opportunity. As you listen to these words, allow yourself to know that you have every day of your life the ability, the power, the intelligence to free yourself from superstition, doubt, and fear, and gain new points of truth, new points of instruction, new points of understanding, and discovering, and as you move through the process of discovering how to let new happen as you, and then learn how to live with the new that's happening, you find that you are able to keep the same consciousness of greater good, and you will discover that it is growing daily. It is growing hour by hour, minute by minute, second by second. Don't let it go. Practice being the consciousness of what you want to demonstrate. Practice being the consciousness of love, the consciousness of health, the consciousness of prosperity, the consciousness of abundance, the consciousness of positive right action in your life. And then meditate on the possibility. Move from visualization to vision. Visualization is trying to make it happen. Vision is knowing it's good enough to be true. Now, as we do this, we discover we can let our daily life manifest in a wonderful way, and we know we have earned it. My challenge to you is do not let it fall away from where? From consciousness. Understand that once you see anything in a clear way, you cannot go back and accept a vague explanation of it. There are laws in this universe, the law of mind, the law of thinking. The master teacher Jesus said, it's done unto us as we believe, not if we believe. What would happen if we explored the religion of Jesus instead of religion about Jesus and listened to what he taught instead of what everybody said about him, and you discover what he taught is a guide to greater good in the life of each and every individual, our Father, not some of us, all of us. Protestants, Catholics, Islam, Buddhists, Hindus, all religions is nothing more than what? Than someone's concept of the universe. And if it's done unto us as we believe, we discover that the God we believe, you know, we always prove the God we believe in. Well, what if you allowed yourself to expand your concept of God and have it be inclusive instead of just tolerant? What if you let go and know that in all your ways you are able to follow the laws of the universe, the law of divine intelligence, the law of God, which means every action is an equal and opposite reaction. Thank you, Einstein. E equals mc squared. Well, the same is true in consciousness. What is true in the outer is true in the inner. As you think, so are you. What if you were to do a good thing in relationship to your self-definition today? What if you were to let go and allow yourself to say good things, believe good things, give good things, receive good things? What if you made the choice to be one of the people that light up a room when you enter instead of one of the people who light up the room when you leave? You see, if you're going to be altogether positive and just and have your expectation at a higher and healthier level, then you are knowing that all things come from infinite life. And we have, through our understanding of this alone, the ability to know that we can move through anything and be unmoved by it. You see, you cannot take anything from anyone, anywhere that is not yours, and you cannot have anything taken from you. You see, the challenge you have is to know that you are the thinker in your life. We talked about this earlier. Say with me now and think about it as you do it. Okay. I am the thinker that thinks the thought that becomes the thing. You're the thinker. Now, the law of God, or the law of the universe, the law of infinite intelligence, is absolutely just and it is in perfect balance. Thank you, Emma Curtis Hopkins. We are told by the greatest teachers who've ever lived that to each is measured according to his claim or her claim, that the good that we do is our claim to good, that, as it says in the Old Testament, the mercy that we give is met by our claim to the measure of God's mercy. You see, our challenge again is to understand that you inherited in this wonderful universe when you came into reality in the physical, the beautiful possibility of waking up to the truth of yourself. Dr. Ernest Holmes pointed out that we are spirit having a human experience, that we are fourth-dimensional beings having a third-dimensional experience, that we're not a body that has a soul that we have to save, that we are a soul experiencing a body in the evolution of our physical, which involves many lifetimes in this one. Now, you can discover if you are living from this understanding in your own life by asking yourself, do I dwell in peace and love for everyone who comes into my world? Am I celebrating the comfort of all my needs, knowing they are met? Do I labor in such a way that I know that as I give, I am compensated for it in the right way? Am I finding the thing I need to do to let go and let divine mind inspire me in my home, work, and play? You see, this is a great experience. We're moving through this thing called life. And the very kingdom of God on earth, as it is in heaven, is possible right here and right now. So let go and let this power, a positive purpose, manifest in your home, your work, and your play, and know it's good enough to be true. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal, inviting you to come and join with us on our Sunday morning experience as we celebrate Greater Truth at 9:30 and 11:30 every Sunday morning and 7:30 every Wednesday evening. We're in Fremont, very easy to get to from anywhere in the Bay Area. Come down the Nimitz Freeway, Highway 880, turn on the Stevenson exit in Fremont, go three blocks to Blacow Road, BLACOW, take a right, and there we are.
Join us every Wednesday in April for a new lecture series entitled Symbolic Art and Spirituality. At the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, we will be exploring symbols and their metaphysical meaning. We'll look at the symbol of peace, the many interpretations of the cross, the mathematical precision of the labyrinth, cross-cultural uses of the mandala. Tonight, Wednesday, April 22nd, join Dr. Cynthia Neal for a multimedia presentation that explores many interpretations of the cross over time and culture. For more information, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org. And don't forget, listen every Wednesday morning to Dr. J. Scott Neal on the power of positive purpose, right here on 1450 AM.